Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
There you go, the Mamas and Papas, Monday, Monday, and that's a track that pulls you into and maybe through a Monday very nicely, isn't it? Well, it got us thinking about songs that reference days of the week and if the track reflects the feeling of that day. And Simon Marr, founder of 8radio.com, is here. Simon,
morning.
Very welcome. That's a great Monday track.
It is. It's a lovely tune. I think what I really like about it so much is that it manages to be all sort of nice and gentle and mellow, but at the same time, it talks about the fact you can't trust Mondays, right? And it's right. It's completely, completely right, but without doing it in that real maudlin way that so many of us feel on a Monday morning. You know, it does it beautifully, but it does, yeah, lets you know,
gently,
don't trust a Monday.
Gently gets you through it.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll take that.
But you can't mention Mondays without a blast of this.
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day. I don't have to run day. It's just another manic Monday.
Yeah, I prefer that. Get you through, upbeat, the Bangles.
Do you know, I'll tell you what, things I love the Bangles. You know, they let there be no
secret.
Yeah, let there be no secret about this. But one of the things that Manic Monday does brilliantly is it does the comparison between days thing. Is that Mondays are bad and I really, really don't like Mondays. And it's just because other days are so good. Because Susanna Hoffs is talking all about how she wishes it was Sunday. That's my fun day. And it's always going to be about that. So you can talk about a song about it being, I suppose, mourning for the day that's been, mm-hmm. or a day that's really just killing time till you get to the day that you want.
Yeah, but
for anticipation.
She never experienced watching Glen Rowe, knowing
she
hadn't done your homework.
She didn't. It was not bath night for Susanna Hoffs on a Sunday night once Glen Rowe came on.
Now, we have, of course, the Boomtown Rats as well. I don't like Mondays. Does that qualify in this little look at our days and our titles?
It'll qualify in here, but it's one of the few songs, I suppose, that references a specific day. So that's the thing. So it was a story that the Boomtown Rats were doing a radio interview in Atlanta, and there was a telex machine. This will show you how long ago this story came out. But the story came out of Breda Ann Spencer, who was involved in a school shooting back in those days. And when she was asked why she did it, she just said, "I just don't like Mondays."
Mm-hmm.
So it's a song that's about a very specific Monday, but it's a very, very powerful tune too.
There's Blue Monday by New Order.
Yeah.
But that is unusual because...
because it never mentions Blue Monday. It never mentions Monday at all. It's all about mood. And that's the thing. You can do it really well. And in fairness, New Order do that better than most bands. And they love that. They love a bit of writing songs that never, never reference anything. And even the album cover, the 12-inch cover of the song when it came out, you know, there's no reference of either song nor, nor band on it at all. But Blue Monday is all about the mood. But it works so well on so many levels.
Okay, Monday, done. Close the door on that. Let's go to Tuesday.
The week's getting better.
Tuesday morning from the Pogues, and you're right, we're feeling better now, aren't we?
We are, and even though they say apparently psychologically Tuesday is the worst day of the week, right? So whenever they talk about this, they put this for Spider in the Pogues. It was that stage. We're in the post Shane McGowan era now at this stage, where the period of the Pogues existence for Shane McGowan is not there. They released this song, and this is all about anticipation again. He loves Monday because Monday gives him the promise of what comes on Tuesday. You know, that's what he's after.
What's coming on Tuesday?
He's after the love that Tuesday brings in his life. And
he has an appointment.
He does have an appointment on a regular basis on a Tuesday, but it means Monday. So he says his favourite time of the week is actually Monday evening. It's just as good, if not better, than the anticipation of what Tuesday might bring.
Okay, hump day now. It's Wednesday.
I can hear the soft breathing of the girl that I love. as she lies here beside me asleep with the night. And her hair in a fine mist floats on my pillow, reflecting the glow of the winter moonlight.
Does that not sound a bit creepy, Jim?
Yeah, yeah, little bit.
But
we're going to allow him. We're going to allow Simon and Garfunkel on this one because of the fact that they know that it's all lovely at the minute, but it's all going to go horribly, horribly wrong. He's there. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. He's lying beside his love. Everything is fine. And it's only as the song goes on that you realise, oh, this is not going to be a good Wednesday for you, Art. It's not really going to go well for you at all. Because he had previously, during this Tuesday evening, he had done over an off licence. And now he knows that on Wednesday morning, he's going to have to go to the police.
Okay.
So he's lying there awake and going, look at all I have, look what I've done, and look what awaits me. So for as hump days go, it's as bad as it gets for Simon and Garfunkel.
Sounds like he might be one of Marion Key's feathery strokers that she was talking to Oliver about last week. Lots of suggestions coming in. I was hoping for Ruby Tuesday, says Joe, and another listener too.
Yeah, that's fair enough. That's absolutely fair enough. And that's one of those. There's only a few songs that are out there that are named after a person with a day in their name.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that doesn't qualify, does it?
Well,
you've got rules here.
I have no rules. I'm utterly corruptible on this. So I'll take it. So no, Ruby Tuesday is a great song.
All right. Well, look, we're looking up now. We've gone past Wednesday and we're into Thursday.
Only for you, I don't. I was Thursday's child. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, born I was Thursday's child. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, born I was Thursday's child.
Now I wanted him to be happier. On Thursday, David Bowie with Thursday's Child.
I think that's kind of as happy as Bowie gets. I think that is happy Bowie, like, you know. I think he's good with all of this. He had read Eartha Kitt's autobiography, which is all about Thursday's Child. So Thursday's Child being full of grace and all that, and he was inspired. He was inspired by that. But it got us into a conversation then about what day of the week that you were born. Apparently, for some people, this is a huge deal. I still don't know, Claire.
I don't know either. Yeah, I could find out.
Yeah, but David Bowie was Thursday's Child, as was Eartha Kitt.
We could all find out, couldn't we? And then we'd have to adopt a song.
That's the thing. But that's where Bowie got that from anyway.
So Thursday, other Thursday-inspired tracks, Simon.
Yeah, see, I'm back to it again. This is how do you explain this on a Monday morning? So Morphine have a great tune, which is called Thursday. And it's again, we're back to, it's like the Pogues Tuesday morning.
Another appointment.
It so happens that this man has an appointment with a married lady, but every Thursday afternoon, because the married lady's husband is out of town on a Thursday, but he changes his habits. And so Thursday becomes what was something that was a great day and a great appointment for him starts to go horribly wrong.
Okay. So Thursday, not a great day.
I'm just glad I managed to explain that one.
He did. Out the gap. Right, we're on to Friday then. Let's have a listen. I love when people text and say, don't forget The Cure, Friday, I'm in Love, and we're playing it and they're texting and everything's happening at the same time.
We're in the zone. We have a connection there. And it's probably the most anti-Cure song that The Cure have ever produced. You would never expect Robert Smith to be that happy and to be that joyful about anything that he's at. But it just works, and it probably works so well because you don't expect it from Robert Smith. But it's such a great tune, and everybody knows, and it's perfect for this because it mentions every day, and it doesn't just mention every day once. The entire song is made up of different reasons why he doesn't care about any of the 6 days of the week, mm-hmm. but Friday, he's in love.
It's a proper feel-good Friday tune.
Absolutely.
It's just what you want to hear. Okay, let's go through some more suggestions from our listeners. Tom, you can't beat Blue Monday from Fats Domino. You see, they're telling us now about all the ones that we've missed, which we like. Tuesday Afternoon from the Moody Blues. How did you miss that, this listener says. And some more, but they're for later in the week. So we might just get to them as we go through this now. So we're moving on to Saturday now. And nothing really says Saturday like this.
Saturday night, I feel the air is getting hot. Like you, baby. I'll make you mine, you know I'll take you to the top. I'll drive you crazy. Saturday night, dance, I like the way you move. Pretty baby. It's party time and not 1 minute we can lose.
Be my baby. Can you remember the dance? I can only remember the bit where you wiggle your finger in the air.
As much as I can manage.
Yeah,
just
and do something with your arms. But I mean, if you gave me about 10 minutes, I'd have it all. You know, because I mean, this is what we did, isn't it? This is what I did. Sorry, Simon.
No.
Aspersions.
But this was huge. And what this was, what made this, there was two reasons this song was so huge. Well, three reasons. First, it's a great pop song. But it was when people were going on sun holidays a lot.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a sort of a resort-related tune. But also, it was when Saturday night was a huge deal.
Yeah.
It was by far the biggest
night.
It
was a hip thing as well and a feet thing. I'm remembering now as it goes along. There are lots of bits to this. Our producer's jumping around on the other side of the glass, which is always a good sign. So yeah, this was when Saturday nights are still big for certain cohort of people. Maybe not for you.
Maybe not for me.
Yeah.
No, but Saturday night was the biggest night. So you would see everywhere would be rammed. The nightclubs were huge. Mm-hmm. Obviously enough, there was an awful lot more of them, you know, and people tended to travel, you know, on a Saturday that they were going out. It was this huge, huge deal. And I always remember it. That the bus man on the bus from E to Dunleary used to put it on loop. He had it on a tape and he would play that. And everybody knew that when they got on the bus at 8 o'clock on a Saturday evening, he was going to blast out Wigfield.
Again and again. For punishment. Yeah,
and nobody cared. Nobody cared. It was the weirdest thing would be if he didn't, you know, then that would be something that would be totally wrong. So Wigfield Saturday night is perfect because it's the whole getting ready, it's anticipation. And so many of these songs are about anticipation and that build up to the big night. So Saturday night, absolutely happy. Everybody's in good form.
Elton John had a go at a Saturday song.
He did. As Saturday evenings wear on, they tend to move from the fabulous dance moves to perhaps something else into a bit of fighting. So Saturday night's all right for fighting. It was a great choice. And it's a great, and again, it's a great, great song and stuff that sums everything up. But there's an excitement to it. And that's probably, as you get later on in the week, that's the key to all of this, is the excitement builds as it goes along.
Okay, well, let's move on to Sunday. This Unal says, you have to mention John Martin's Sunday's Child.
Oh, yeah.
Best day of the week song by far. And it's her son's song because he is a Sunday child.
Very good.
You approve of that?
I do. I hardly endorse that one. Yes.
Okay, this though maybe is one of the most recognisable Sunday songs. Again, it's about one specific Sunday.
It is, absolutely. But what you two managed to do in that song is they managed to take the events of a particular Sunday and wrap them up in sort of musical genius that people will remember years and years. That's a drumming masterclass from Larry Mullen, but people immediately recognise that, you know, and it's gone beyond even musical significance. But you couldn't go through Songs of the Week without mentioning Sunday Blue Sunday.
And there are plenty of Sunday tracks, aren't there?
Because
the Monkees had Pleasant Valley Sunday,
which I love, which is more of the lawnmower, wash the car sort of that carry on of a Sunday. So there's different, yeah. So there's different vibes. There's Sunday afternoon, Sunday morning coming down, the whole lot that sum up the more chilled vibe of a Sunday as well.
Okay, now we have a Sunday morning coming down, which I'm going to play in a minute. I'm delighted that we have it, because since we started having this conversation, all of the bulk of the texts coming in have been saying Kris Kristofferson, Sunday morning coming down, which is probably the perfect song for that day of the week.
Absolutely, absolutely so. And it's everything that's said in the song. It's not just the sound, it's not just the vibe. It's, in this case, it's also the lyrics as well, because it definitely is a Sunday. It's, you know, it's the fried chicken, it's the least dirty clean shirt, all of that stuff. You know, it is everything that there could possibly be about a Sunday.
And Johnny Cash recorded a version.
Johnny Cash recorded a version. Version as well. There's a fabulous clip that you can find online as well, and it's Johnny Cash and Kris Kristofferson both performing the song as well. Cash made it his own as he went on, but Kris Kristofferson's version is that little bit more chilled out. So just depending on where you are in your week and depending on where you might be on the rise and fall of mood, you can pick either version of that song for that one.
Simon Marr, 8radio.com, thank you very much indeed as always for coming in, and we're going to hear Kris Kristofferson now and Sunday Morning coming down.
On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing Lord that I was stoned, 'cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone, and there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalks. Sunday morning coming down.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.